Welcome, everyone. This is the Board of Adjustment meeting for October the 9th, 2014. Could I have a roll call, please?
Here.
Gallagher. Johnson.
Here.
Springer.
Here.
Gallagher.
Here. The Board of Adjustment is a five-member board appointed by the mayor. Its responsibility is to interpret the zoning ordinance as they apply to special uses and variances. Each member has had an opportunity to go visit the site in question and usually comes to make a decision at the meeting. Is there a motion to approve the minutes of the October or September meeting?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Falk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Springer?
Yep.
Yes. We're going to change the agenda a little bit. We're going to go from item A to C to B, okay? And item A is case number 14-079 at 3256 Ridge Point. It's a request for a variance to allow an additional on-premise identification sign on a non-street frontage submitted by Gary Buettner. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, the site is located next to the Deer Harvester Credit Union at the intersection of Middle Road, Belmont Road. The site spans between Middle Road and Ridge Point, facing Ridge Point Road, this being the site. The applicant's requesting to have an additional on-premise identification sign on a non-street frontage, namely this side right here. The business has three, it's a multi-tenant retail structure having three businesses: Anytime Fitness, Mathnasium, and Athletical. Mathnasium is making the request before you this evening, and they occupy the center unit. Staff anticipates that soon Athletical will be coming and making the exact same request for you for a sign for their business to be at that exact same location, as they've already contacted staff and made inquiries about making the application for that variance process. When evaluating this, I cannot find any examples that the board previously approved for non-street frontage signs for a business that didn't occupy the actual unit that was using the site where the sign was located. I also could not find an example where the board approved variance to allow two separate businesses not occupying the same space to have signs on the non-street frontage sign. I believe that summarizes the case before you. As I said in the report, there's some miscommunications. There are three different parties involved, one occupying one unit, one occupying another unit, an overall owner of the entire retail center that gave permission for the sign to be put up, and that was misinterpreted to mean that it was allowed. Therefore, the sign has already been put up. They have not energized the sign per staff's request and told that they could not do so until a decision was made on this case. I believe that summarizes the case. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
That would
be me.
Could
you state your name and address, please?
Sure. Good evening. My name is Gary Buettner. I reside at 4005 Charles Court in Bettendorf. And I'm one of the owners of Math Pros, Inc., DBA Mathnasium of Bettendorf. Our business is at 3256 Ridge Point in Bettendorf, and I have a few words to kind of summarize our position. Mathnasium, just for background, is a math-only learning center designed to provide students grades 2 through 12 with instruction that will enhance their knowledge in math. I think we can all agree that this is an important addition to the Bettendorf community, in that our national and state performance in the subject is in severe need of improvement. With me tonight are the following individuals that are available for response to any questions you might have: Mr. Pat Freemill, my partner, Jeremy Collins, who's the owner of Signs Now, and Peter Hansen, who just stepped out of the room, from Mel Foster Commercial Real Estate, who was my agent on the on the transaction with Mr. Rule. My partner, Pat Freemill, and I are longtime residents of Bettendorf. Pat's lived here for over 40 years, and I've been here for 15 years. Therefore, when looking for a location for this business, we naturally felt Bettendorf would be the perfect city for us to be located in. I'm here before you this evening as part of our team requesting a zoning variance for a third sign on our building. As we began our lease negotiations with Mr. John Rule, president of Rule Commercial Real Estate Company and owner of the building in question back in May of 2014, we immediately realized the importance of the ability to have a sign on the building wall facing west towards the intersection of Belmont and Middle Roads, in addition to signage on the north and south exposure of the building. Initially, we were interested and shown by our agent the west end of the building, which had about 1,800 square feet of availability. Later, at the urging of Mr. Rule, we accepted the center location in an attempt to allow another tenant who wanted more space than we did to occupy the end space, and we would take the middle location. At that time, during the lease negotiation stage, we obtained authorization to place a sign on the west side of the building as described above. This was critical to our acceptance of moving forward to the center location of the building. With this in mind, we contacted our sign company, Signs Now, and contracted them to construct our signs. Our sign on the west side of the building is 12 feet wide and 3 feet high. It will be on the west structural wall of the building, which is approximately 65 feet long. It is backlit with 5-inch black aluminum letters and transvinyl polyfaces. The sign has no neon or blinking lights or other parts that would cause issues with any neighbor's enjoyment of the space. In fact, I really don't believe any of the surrounding residents could even see it from their homes. I'd like to comment on several items brought forth in the city planner summary letter, which you have in your packets. The letter comments in the staff analysis section regarding where the business is located. Our response to that is based on legal advice we've obtained, we believe the following to exist. Our lease, as well as other tenants in the building, are based on interior square footage. We are all in the same building. The walls in its space are not included in the rental calculation, that being the outside walls, and specifically are included in the additional fees we pay for common area costs. Therefore, our belief is the outside wall of the building is as much one tenant's space as another. We don't agree with the verbiage contained in the city planner's letter that our sign should be considered an off-premises identification sign. The letter comments further regarding the signs being installed without a permit. Our response there is the owner of the sign company, Mr. Jeremy Collins, who's here with me tonight, will address the details pertinent to this issue in a moment. The statement regarding our understanding since the owner granted permission in the lease documents to place the sign that we felt gave us authorization is mistaken. We knew permit documentation was needed and had included payment for the service as noted on our sign company invoice and were not aware that a permit had not been applied for and approved. What we didn't know was that a separate variance was required for a third sign. Our agent, our sign company, nor Mr. Rule had neglected to indicate such was the situation. In the staff recommendation section regarding the potential of a precedent being set in this case, our response would be, I would hope this commission looks at the unique circumstances contained in this issue and will react based on all the facts. Additionally, I believe change in the right situations should not necessarily summarily be rejected just because it's change. Status quo, although sometimes appropriate, is not always appropriate, and when correct, progressive progress and thought are applied, change can ultimately be beneficial to us all. Please keep in mind, if this sign is approved, it is 12 feet of usage on a 65-foot length wall and will not cause any confusion to other customers as to what company is in the building, as it will leave over 50 feet of signage space for the other building tenant to use, nor will it independently create a precedent that would specifically allow others to obtain the same capability as each building and corresponding vendor leases are independently negotiated. Again, our terms within our lease contain the verbiage allowing this to occur. In order to keep the presentation relatively brief and not bore the commission with endless ramble and excessive detail, I'll close my comments at this time. I'd like to thank you for your time and consideration in the matter, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Collins from Sign Now to address the permit issue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jeremy Collins with Signs Now. We are at 130 East 53rd Street in Davenport. John, first off, I want to apologize to you and also the city of Bettendorf. John and I worked together on several other projects, and I think, not trying to pick sides, but John can attest, I'm usually very thorough with pulling permits and calling John when I'm in question. I'll ask for forgiveness. This is a right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing during our busy time, July, August. And again, I apologize to Mr. Buettner for our oversight, and ultimately as owner of the facility, that falls on my shoulders, and again, I do apologize. So we're not trying to skirt any issue here as far as pulling a permit. We certainly understand that we have to, and we have in the past. In this particular instance, again, one had assumed, and that one being me, that it was done by another in our building, and it was not. I think in my experience with Gary and with Matt, as far as Mathnasium is concerned, I think I would ask the council to look at the bigger picture here. There's definitely a bridge gap when it comes to math in the public school system. And I'm not bashing Bettendorf or any public school system, but I think what Gary and Matt and Gary's partner are trying to do is fill that bridge gap when it comes to students and parents who need additional education help when it comes to mathematics. Gary is basically semi-retired, so he's not choosing to do this because he's wanting to make money, but this is a passion that he believes in deeply, and consequently that's why he's very adamant about having exposure so that people can see this facility and use it for what it is. Again, John, I apologize to you and the city of Bettendorf, and thank you for your time this evening. If you have any questions, I'll answer them.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Go ahead, John.
As soon as we saw the issue, we contacted the sign company. They came right in and got a permit.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request?
I don't think so.
Is there anyone wishing to speak in opposition to this request?
No.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. My name is Nathan Sells, and I reside at 6530 Spring Creek Drive in Bettendorf. And I'm here on behalf of Athletico, a representative and partner in the business and organization. We are opposed to the sign staying there just based on the confusion. We've, as a company, have opened 100 locations into the Midwest, mostly based out of the Chicago area. And in this 100 times doing that, have never had a different organization or company sign above our space. We think there will be some confusion based on who occupies the space as people are driving in, as we are planning to sign the north and the south immediately upon opening. And so there will be a sign from the center location of the strip mall between our two signs. I think it could create confusion on which entrance door to go to and actually where each business or entity is located within the center. I do expect, and as he pointed out, we are going to apply for variance as well to sign on that side of the building, and if given permission by this board and going through the permit channels, would plan to do so. To keep it brief, and I appreciate your time, I'll answer any questions you have in regards to Athletico's interest, but that's kind of the...
What you are saying is, in essence, you'd have two signs on that side if this is approved. You'd have your sign versus another tenant's sign. Am I correct in that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Correct.
Okay. Just wanted to clarify that.
The difference being that he occupies that particular space right there below the sign.
Right, in which he's probably entitled to because he owns or renting that
part
of the...
Well, he still needs to get the...
Approval.
Yeah.
You need to get approval, too.
Yeah, with variance approval, we wouldn't do till then.
Is there anyone else?
May I comment again?
Yes, sir.
I think it's important to note that on the picture displayed, the west side of the wall where the arrow is pointing to our current sign that's up is on the far front side of the building. All of the entrances are on this side of the building where it says Athletico, Mathnasium, and Anytime Fitness. That's the only parking that's available. And that's where the entrances are. So the entrances are, if you will, I'm facing the doors of all three entrances. This is the wall I'm talking about, which is 65 feet long. I'm at the far end with a 12-foot sign and 53 feet back to the front of the building. So the front of the building is on the interior side, not the middle road side. So it's kind of a backwards entrance building because of the parking and such.
Right.
So I don't really understand the theory of confusion as to who's in what space, because you have to park in front of the doors that they'll have a sign like we do above the doors, I'm assuming, but with that assumption. All three of the companies have frontage sign where you can see the Anytime Fitness sign. We have our sign in the same wall there, and they have their sign right above their front door, and it's the only door that's available to get into the businesses. So there's no doors on the wall that we're talking about where our other sign currently is. I just wanted to make sure that was clear. It has nothing to do with anybody entering a door on that side. I don't see how any confusion would exist.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else wanting to speak to this concern? Is there questions from the... Oops, go ahead, sir.
John, do you have... a view from that side, the one that I provided you by chance? Is that something you can put up on overhead? I think that might, I mean, I know we've all been by there, but I think that might help clarify where the sign is actually at.
Sure.
With regard to that frontage. And I only asked John to put this up because I think that helps to clarify where it is actually at currently with regard to where Athletico's business would be at. Thank you, John.
Thank you. Anyone else? Does the board have any concern or questions?
That photo that was facing... It's a facing Belmont.
Entrances are here on Ridge Point.
Right.
Middle Road that way.
On the Middle Road side, they all three, if I remember correctly, they all three have the signs out on the Middle Road side of the building, right?
That'd be correct.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I'm trying to picture it. They're both allowed.
They have... According to our code, signage is oriented towards street frontage. So there are a lot of orientation towards Middle Road and an orientation towards Ridge Point.
So as I'm looking, if I'm walking by or driving by on Middle Road, I see whatever's on the end.
Anytime Fitness.
Fitness, Mathnasium, and Athletico Mathnasium. And eventually somebody wants to have a variance for another Athletico around the corner.
Yes.
That picture gives you a representation. If you're sitting at the stop sign on Middle Road and Bettendorf going down Middle Road towards the turnabout.
That's the sign in question.
Yes. And yeah. And the actual theory that we had was that's probably the most important sign, because the other sign you're driving past parallel on Middle Road to the three signs that are up for the, that will be up for the three businesses, which are, I guess, far less important to us. Because if you're driving down Middle Road at 40 miles an hour and you're across from Lindquist, you have to look to your right to see the signs on the building. This gave us the Middle Road visibility, that the Belmont Road visibility that we were looking for.
I guess my thought is, are we in discussion now? My thought
yes,
is,
go ahead.
I think, multiple signs on, you know, there's two issues. I guess a sign on a where it's not occupied directly below by the business, mm-hmm. and then the non-frontage sign. I have a little bit of a discomfort with allowing the sign over a property or a business that's not being occupied right below it, because there's nothing stopping us once that happens. There's nothing stopping Anytime Fitness from coming along and doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what I could see as an alternative is a different sign and off, you know, is that the off-premises sign, where they have the three?
There is an option which is still open to everybody on this site.
Right.
And that is what the code refers to as a shopping center sign. Anytime you have three or more tenants on a single parcel, they could put up a monument sign where, you know, wherever it meets code, and they can have three different
Mm-hmm. Very common
panels on there for each of the businesses. Mm-hmm. So there is that possibility that's still out there.
Could they put that along the middle road as well as
as long as it meets the setbacks? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just think if you allow it on this end of the building, you'll have three signs, and you'll have three signs on the opposite end of the building. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's if a monument sign is allowable, it would be aesthetically more appealing for sure.
Absolutely.
And you'd get the exposure off of.
I do understand the difficulty, and I understand why the sign needs, you know, that they want to use this location, but I have to say I disagree with where it's going at this point.
Is there someone like to make a motion to this item? You have some questions?
No. All I was going to say is that, very honestly, after reviewing the site and reviewing the staff report and understanding what our ordinance currently says, I think that our ordinance is perfectly capable of handling this situation, and I completely agree with the staff report. Mm-hmm. So I was going to make a motion that we deny this application.
Okay. There's been a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Second.
Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Hall?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Springer?
Yep.
Flauger?
Yes. Case number 14-079 at 3256 Ridge Point has been denied. Thank you, gentlemen. Case number 14-081, it's an outlot of Maslin Subdivision. It's a request in an A1 district. It's a request to reduce the both required side yard setback from 50 feet to 10 feet and to increase the allowable height of an accessory building, a pole barn, from 15 feet to 20 feet. It's submitted by David Steele. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you.
This site is located very close to the northwest city limits off of Mount Joy Road. Imagine those of you who went to do the site visit, perhaps it was your first experience out there. It is highlighted on the graphic being displayed before you. The applicant would like to place a 96 by 60 foot pole barn on this agricultural lot, and in doing so would encroach on both side yard setbacks. The A1 district requires 50-foot setbacks from all yards. As you can see, for an agricultural piece of ground, it's very unusually shaped and very long and skinny. With the 50-foot setbacks at this location, with it only being 150 foot wide, you're taking 100 foot of setbacks away from that. That would mean only a 50-foot wide structure could be placed in this area given the code. Ag buildings are routinely large like this. They're pole buildings. You visited this issue just last month on another site that was an A1 district on Tangle Wood, with a lot of similarities to what's being requested here. Also similar to the request last month is the height of these structures. Our height requirement for accessory buildings is very much oriented towards thinking of accessory buildings that go in residential areas rather than barns that are large enough for implements of husbandry to go inside there in today's large farm equipment. And that's the reason for the secondary part of the request to increase the height from 15 feet to 20 feet at mid-gable. The request is to reduce both side yards to 10 feet. As you can see, that's really not going to be necessary given the structure that's here and that's pointed out to you in the report. A reduction of the two side yards is necessary for this structure. However, perhaps it's something that the applicant could speak to you about. I think he would have a comfort level if you could reduce that down to say 20 feet per side so this structure can have some room to be moved once the construction begins. Once they begin site preparation for foundations, they don't know what they're going to run into there, and perhaps it might have to be shifted a foot, two or three, one way or the other, and reducing it to a different level would give them the ability to do that. Also similar to last month's request are the surrounding buildings do not currently observe the 50-foot setbacks either. Very similar building as to what's being requested right now. It's 9 to 10 feet from the south property line, approximately 20 feet from the joint property line that we're speaking about today. So this request is very similar to what's already exists up in the area there. I believe that summarizes the request. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, John. Is anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request? Would you state your name and address, please?
Yes, David Style, 2717 Eagle Heights Court, Bettendorf. Recently purchased this property. It does have two existing buildings that are already there. One is to be torn down. It falls within the parameters of the setbacks of the buildings that already exist. And I think John spoke to the fact that there's also an adjoining property. Originally, when I asked for the 10-foot variance, I wasn't sure where the building was going to go. I've since chatted with my neighbor to the east, and I think we're both comfortable with a 23-foot setback on each side. That still gives me a little wiggle room to, you know, accommodate whatever would be. As far as the height, asking for the variance there, there's already an existing building there that's far in excess of that height. So don't think it really changes the harmony or the existing structures that are already in existence there.
My concern, sir, when you requested 10 feet, I was wondering how you're going to get equipment in and out of there on 10 feet.
Well, I, you know, this isn't what I do for a living. And so, I was just trying to, you know, figure it out, but I think we've got it figured out now.
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure, go ahead.
We publish long before this meeting takes place.
Okay.
And we have to get that publication ready for the Quad City Times, and once we get it to them, for the most part, it's beyond our control. At that time, I don't think he had the actual footprint figured out, and he wanted a place keeper so that we could publish in the newspaper. And I told him, whatever you publish, you can't get less than that, but they can make it a larger setback. And so I think that's why he went with such a dramatic one, and it's not needed, obviously.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm trying, in the essence of time, I was trying to move quickly to get this in before the winter starts, so before the frost sets in. So,
thank you, sir.
Any other questions?
Anything else?
No.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this?
Jim Roberts, 3131 Mountjoy Avenue, Bettendorf. I'm the next door neighbor to the east. Ms. Jansen was out earlier today. I talked to her. just had a chance to talk to Mr. Style, and we've agreed on the 23-foot. The height has never been a problem. The barn that's existing there must be 35 feet, something close to that. So that wasn't the problem. The problem was just I was leery about being 10 feet away from the property. Since I've gotten the paperwork from John, and then we talked it over, I'm happy with the 23 feet, and I'm happy with a nice-looking barn, too. So any questions to me?
Any questions?
No.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there any questions from the board?
No.
Is there a motion on this issue? We have two questions here for the setback and also the height. So you'd be voting on both at the same time, or you can have two different questions.
Any questions?
No questions.
No.
Someone make a motion to allow what is requested in the case 14-081.
Well, I would suggest that we
change
it to 23 feet.
23 feet.
I move we approve a variance to reduce the required side yard setbacks from 50 feet to 23 feet and allow the accessory building to be 20 feet.
Is there a second?
Second.
Mary, second. Okay. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Hawk?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Reiner?
Yes.
Hawker?
Yes. Case number 14-081, an outlot of Maslin subdivision, A1 district, has been approved. Case 14-080 at 2241 and 2283 53rd Avenue is a request for a special use to permit allow gas pumps associated with a convenience store submitted by Quick Trip Incorporated. Is there an affidavit of publication?
Yes, there is.
Thank you. Would you explain the situation, John?
Sure. This site is located south of 53rd, north of Falcon. It's located between the new McDonald's restaurant and the new Accenture Credit Union in that area. The site is outlined in yellow in the graphic being displayed before you and occupies the two remaining open lots in that area. The site plan shows that there will be a convenience store at this location, gas pumps with overhead canopy at that location, and a car wash at this location. So that everybody is clear, the convenience store and the car wash are allowed by code. Those are permitted uses in the area and is not an issue before us this evening. We're simply reviewing the associated gas pumps as they require a special use permit. If allowed, this is how the plan will fit in with the surrounding commercial businesses, McDonald's again being over here, Accenture here, varying medical facilities on the north, and Big Ten Mart gas station over here. If allowed, this is what the elevation of the convenience store will look like, and the elevation that the car wash will look like. Gas pumps really won't have an elevation. They'll look like every other gas pump in the city, having a metal canopy over there for inclement weather. This is within close proximity, as I stated, the Big Ten Mart at nearly the same intersection, 18th and 53rd. In that location, that business is located within 140 feet of a single-family residential zone and 155 of a single-family residential zone. Also at the intersection of Utica Ridge and Spruce Hills is another example of a convenience store. This actually has a repair shop associated with it, so it's even a bit more intensive use there. And the gas pumps associated with that. That business is located within 88, 76, and 75 feet of single-family residential homes, respectively. If allowed, the structure will be approximately between 412 and 425 feet away from the nearest single-family residential structures. There are 9 items requiring evaluation by staff for the special use. Each of those evaluations is in your report. I won't go over each one of those in detail this evening. Simply state that based on the totality of the evaluation, staff does recommend approval of the special use. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in favor of this request?
Mr. Chair and members, my name is Wade Dumont with Quick Trip, Quick Star out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. And I've got a colored board. Can I just put it up there so you can see the...
Sure, that's fine.
I just thought I might give you a little more information on what the buildings themselves would appear. We do have an existing store that was built this year by the new Menards in Davenport. So if that would be the exact same building, the site is of course different because of location to proximity to the interstate. We have a small diesel canopy on the side. There would be no diesel canopy on this site. We are looking to expand, so we're hoping to have more that comes into the area, but this is the store that we would propose, as well as we're actually more of a grocery store. We like to look at us as we actually sell more inside sales than we do fuel in a lot of locations. Fruits, vegetables, commodities, milk, dairy, eggs, meat, as well as sandwiches and things like that, similar to other, say, McDonald's and things like that. But we like to be a good community partner. We have about 410 stores in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa. That's our market. And there's many other details I could share, but I don't know if you want to know them all. But really, I'm available for questions.
Yeah. Does anyone have a question of the gentleman? Seeing none, is there someone wishing to speak in favor of this request? Sure. Just a moment, sir. Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor of this request? Okay. Is there anyone here wishing to speak in opposition to this request? Did you want to speak to that, sir?
Well, I don't know. I just have a question.
Go to the podium and state your name and address, please.
My name is Pete. I live on Dove Court, fairly close to the area, and I'm familiar with Quick Star through what I do for a living, but what are your proposed hours of operation? Do you know that yet, or?
Go ahead, sir.
We do propose a 24-hour operation at this location.
Is there anyone else wishing to speak in favor or opposition to this request? Seeing none, is there any questions from the board? My only question would be the lighting. How is the lighting going to affect the neighborhood?
We have ordinance that addresses that. Perhaps you don't know. There was an issue with McDonald's when they first opened up with their lighting. Staff received a inquiry from one of the neighbors on Dove Court, hired an engineering firm to go out there with the appropriate light meters, and it was determined that it did need to have some action taken. They readjusted the lights until such time that it met the ordinance. So it'll be monitored just the same way.
Same way, okay.
Yes, sir.
Are you comfortable with that, sir?
Yes, sir. We have all down lighting. You cannot see the fixtures themselves. You'll see in a lot of older stores where you actually see the bulbs themselves under the canopy or outside. With the newer fixtures, the LED lighting that we have, they are recessed, so you actually can't see them unless you're underneath where the light is. And we're perfectly fine having it checked, and we will make changes as needed if it does not meet standards.
Thank you. Is there any other questions?
No.
No.
Is there a motion? Mayor, you want to make a motion?
No, I got to see what we're pressed for special use permit. Sure, I'll make the motion. I move to approve case 14-80 for the special use permit to allow the gas pumps at the convenience store.
There's been a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a motion and a second. Would you call the roll, Lisa?
Paul?
Yes.
Johnson?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Case number 14-080 at 2241 and 2283 53rd Avenue, a C district, has been approved. Is there anything else before?
There is not. Thank you all.
Thank you very much.
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a motion to adjourn? I forget that all the time.